We're going to send you off to receive your annual Catholic Appeal pledge envelopes. You know, the second reading really does fit in well with the diocesan appeal. Actually, it fits in the description of what it is to be a disciple, the stance that a disciple takes. It is all about love. That is what forms our lives. It is what we are all about, loving God, loving neighbor. And a lot of times, people think love is real, real easy. Sunshine, lollipops, rainbows everywhere. That would make a good song. You've probably heard this reading at a lot of weddings. Well, it's about more than that. Paul is saying love is hard. Love is for the courageous, for those who are strong. Love is all about patience and kindness. Love is not self-seeking. It's not pompous. Basically, Paul is saying, love is not about being selfish. Love is about being selfless. My favorite part of this reading is not the first part where we talk about love, but the second part, where Paul says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, spoke like a child, reasoned like a child, and then I grew up. That's really what the journey of faith is all about. You've seen two-year-olds? What is the favorite word of a two-year-old? No. What is the second favorite word of a two-year-old? Mine. All about me. The whole world for a two-year-old is how it can benefit me, my wants, my desires. That's childish. Paul says, eventually I grew up. Eventually all of us grow up and mature along our faith journey. We recognize that it's not all about me, not being wrapped up in myself, but looking out, being wrapped up in others, caring for others. That's what it means to grow up, to set aside childish things, to take on new responsibilities, to be responsible for others. We are all on a journey of faith. We are all growing up in our discipleship. We are all moving from looking inward to looking out, from being wrapped up in ourselves to being wrapped up in others. We are all moving, caring for others here in our parish, in our diocese, in our world. Break open God's word. Learn about our Lord Jesus Christ. Know that you are in our prayers while you are away. Know that we cannot wait for the Easter vigil when you can join us around the Lord's table. And we bid you go in the peace of Christ.